I want to look at the Shulchan Aruch right now to see how our sugi makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Then I want to go back to the sugi of Fela back in the Gemara. But as a way of summarizing the sugi of Tzia, let's look at the various chidushim that come up in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the sugya of Tzli in Siv Kufay between Siv Dalad and Siv Zayin. In Siv Dalad, Shulchan Aruch says that whereas in the previous part of the Siman, we were discussing how the belia of Iser and into Heter, either al yedei Bishul or al yedei Tato Givar. So here Shulchan Aruch says that, however, Iser bein Cham bein Kar shenofal al Atzli, if a drop of blood, a drop of treif, would come onto something that is being grilled, she'et siloesh, einay osir ella kedei netila, shuka'ovi reichav etzva. And this Shulchan Aruch, so that's our din. That's our din of Tzli. Lefichach, therefore, Yorich Shetzolei Begidoi, that's our classic case. Oh, Chatichas Iser Shetzola Im Chatichas Heter, or you have two pieces of meat that are on the grill together. And one is a Heter and one is Iser. And they touch each other while they're on the grill. Sorech losu kedein netila sovim vagin v'chem menachaticha mokim shenoga v'chaticha zisur. So it has to remove kedein netila of the point of contact. And then the balance of the sif is the topic that we're leaving for later on. And that's what happens if there's a piece of meat sticking out of the roitev. So you look at that, when you look at the piece of meat out of the roitev as being tzli, and when you look at it as being bishul. So that we'll leave for later on. Bamed var mamur min sif hei. She'einat tzli oisel g'dei netila. El v'yorech im gidoy ki yoytze bo dover kochush. She'ein bo koyach lefapeye b'chol achaticha. Avol gedi shomein she'tzolei b'chelwe, the last line of Tzadivom Medbeis. So then, im ein b'chol achdi shishim keneged kol achelem osir le'achol afilu mevrei shozme. Why? She'keivan shu shomein, because the gedi, that which, the object, that which is accepting the belia, Shushomim mefapeya b'chuloi. Says the Machar Avol Mul Kochush, if the animal was a lean animal, Avalpi she'ein b'yishishim keneged kol achilev sheboi, einoi oyser elo kedei netila. Why? She'achilev shobeim b'kuchusha, because the chilev of a lean animal, hubetivoi kochush hubetivoi. So it's the fat is lean fat. Good, so far, that's the Sikkum HaSugya. Right? And then, in Sif, in Tziv Vav, the Mechaber quotes the din of Tatog Yivar and Tzli. Dover sheyesh loy piyapul betzli. Im hu ayer echod cham viyechod tzoynein. Hatachdo in goyver. Lefichach im nofal cham al tzoynein. En ayosir el kedei kalipa. Im Nofel Tzein Melcham. Zem Ein Behet Tishif Gan Yisra Kolos. Tatol Gavar and Sli. Siv Zayin is what we discussed yesterday. Hodech Atichas Yisur. Oiseres Chaverta Benegiyas Davke Kishi Yisur Amachmas Atzma Kigoy Nevein Lo Yivosu Kocholot. Avolim Ein Bo Yisur. Elo Mashem Bolam Yimokim Acher. They have a piece of meat, two pieces of meat in the grill. One is 100% kosher. The other piece of meat, not 100% kosher. It began as a piece of kosher meat. Right, however, it took in some belias iser. So, im avolim ein bo iser elo mashem bolam imokim acher. I have 100% kosher, and I have a piece of meat that is that was once kosher, and then that piece of meat took a blia of nevela. So eino yiseres acheres negaz ba afilo im nitzlu yachad b'med v'mamurim kishevola yisur sheni mefapeya. Right, so I have a piece of meat. Again, I have 100% kosher on the grill. Then I put a piece of meat on it that was once 100% kosher, and now it has a belias nevela inside of it. And then they touch. So I'm not going to have this. I'm only going to eat. I was planning on eating the kosher piece. The other piece, I was planning on that it has nevela inside of it. It may have nevela more than shishim, let's assume. Right? So I was going to throw it out. Some dumb dropped on it, and it's and I didn't have shishim levatli. I was going to throw it out, but I didn't. We paskin, if you have a piece of tray, if you have to put a marker on it. Matam says you have to note it. I didn't note it. I brought something back from the store. I saw it was treif. It was once kosher. Whatever. I got the recall notice. Right. I brought a piece of meat, two pieces of meat. I got the recall notice. The email says, sorry, this piece of meat wasn't salted from whatever it is. But when I wasn't looking, somebody put that piece of meat on my grill. Now it's touching my kosher piece of meat. So the halacha is, if the iser is a dover amifapeya, but med ramurim b'shebolo iser sheni mifapeya. So if the I have to know how much of the iser is in my is in thy tray piece of meat. Avolbolam and Adorma Vifapin Bitivon Kigoy Shoyman Aiseres Khaverta Bain Bitsli Bain Binaigas Zubazu Khambacham Ay Bitachtoina Khamalyon Tsinenes She Iser Abolua Baatsma Mifapeya Vyoitse Mechaticha Lechaticha. If it took in Chalev, so then, I have to be concerned that the chelev will be mefapeya into my piece of meat, my kosher piece of meat. If it took in dam, so then I only have to have I have to be concerned if I have shishim kenegin that amount of dam. All right, so kacha, that was the last thing we learned yesterday. What's midchadesh when we come to halacha lemaase? First of all, if you have a chance, if not now, later on, to look at the Prima Gadam on the opening Prima Gadam. Again, the Lashon is so attractive. He opens up by saying, Yesh v'kan inyan omoik v'sha'arriya gedola v'diriya poiskim. This is, in this sugya of Tzli, there's something very, very deep and a big tumult amongst the poiskim. L'chein ro'isi l'va'er. So I thought I should explain this. V'yiktzas toyeles gam l'talmidim sheyodu ktzas misugyes amachriches l'psotet ilan. Even to talmidim and all live over the sugya. And then he gives a shiur sikum of the last few days, and he ends up with the way the Taz begins. The Taz points out an amazing chiddush. Was that?
Where is it?
That's the opening Prima Gadim. And in the Mishpas Eitzav. The opening Taz points out that the Shari Dura disagrees Lamasa. Let me get the Taz. With the entire sugya. Vishari Dura Loy Machalak Bein Chamli Devishol Oy Adetzliya. Ubitaveyo Oy Sirakoil. Shari Dura says, I'm against everything. He holds that, what does he hold? That's what the Tree Maganim explains. What does they do with our sugya? So Shaidur explains, our sugya is all about Gid. Gid is a dover kochush ad ma'oid. So he understands when Shmuel says, Yorushin is bashla, Davkin is bashla, but not Sli, he's saying that's only referring to a Gid. Because a Gid is such a shvacha time to begin with, so at shvach tam with a tzli only goes gedei tzli netiva, but a robust tam of anything else, mishul tzli is all the same thing. So that's the amazing. Now the Taz says that the Marshal likes this idea, but the Prima Gadim points out that the Marshal lemasa is noted to the Shari Dura only because of the Ramah, who says that we're not distinguished between Kochish and Shomet. So the Hayyotze Mikol Zeh, the Taz says that the Shari Dura is a Peletik Shari Dura. And that's why the Prima Gadim says we got to figure out how did the Shari Dura come from our sugya. Achrei Kleis HaKol, it's a Shari Dura, it's a Das Yochid, it's against Shulchan Aruch, against the Mahalach of all the Rishonim. Right? Again, when you see the Sugya, then you appreciate what's happening in the Taz. If you don't see the Sugya, alright, it's another Rishon. When you see the Sugya, you see the Shari Dura is a Das Yochid Miuchid, it's all the way out there. Prima Gadim has a very, very strong defense of the Shari Dura. Because when you look at the Sugya, why is Shmuel waking up all of a sudden in the sugya of Yerush and his bashal Megid? So Shari Dura says, because he was talking about a shvachetam, only the Gav Megid. Says the Taz that Achrei Kechleis HaKol, the Shari Dura is going to make it into Halacha L'maisa. Why? Not so much in his own merit, but because at the end of the day, we're going to have another chiddush. The chiddush of the Ramah. And the Ramah is not mechalik between Kochush and not Kochush. So if you're not mechalik, if everything becomes shomein, so everything's mefafei b'kuloi, everything requires shishim, so you're back at the same point where you don't have the din of a significant din of tzli. Right? There is one huge halach lamaisa, which the Shari Dura could be a big kula. And that is... That's the question of when we are machmir, like the Ramah, to say everything is shomeng, do we still have to take away the place of contact, kedei netila? In other words, the chumras of the sugya, which reduced the distinctiveness of tzoli, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, but that does not take away the chumrah. So there's one chumrah of tzli, and that is that there's an intense bali in one spot. So normally we say something dilutes all the way through, there's no intense bali in one spot. But if we're going to be machmir, for those who hold, like the Ramah, that's how we pass it. So we still have to take away the intense mokim netila. Right? Again, a little bit ahead of ourselves. Ha'ara number one. If First, we just saw the way the Mechaber did the Sikim Arsugi. Right. That's number one. Sikim Arsugi is with Mechaber, Asuke, Shmaitza, Ali, Medilchasa. Now we're looking at one of the Chidushim that come up on the with the Shach and with the Mechaber, the Noisa Kalim. So Chidush number one is Ashari Dura. All right? That says that there is no unique din to Tzli. Shmuel was talking about a Gid. And the Taz pointing out that Halacha L'maisa, the Shari Dura is going to make it into Halacha L'maisa based on the coattails of the Marishal and the Rambam. Right. Next, the Shach makes a very important Na'ara, which will play itself out in Halacha L'maisa. Right, the Shach says, Yorech Shad Tzolei, he calls the Tosfos. What's the Tosfos? Shamnei Shal Gid, right? But then he points out that we're going to paskin that Shamnei Shal Gid is Oysim Mid Rabbonon. We haven't seen this yet. That's Simin Samachay and Simin Kuf. That Filu Gufi Shal Gid Ein Elokates Ba'alma. We're going to paskin that Ein Begidim in Oysim Tam. Right? First, Shir. And the sugya was the Mishnah is Ein Beginim in Oysen Tam. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, sorry, our sugya, the Mishnah is Yesh Beginim in Oysen Tam. We Paskin, Ein Beginim in Oysen Tam. So the Shach says, so what's the Mechaber quoting Yorech Shed Soleil Beginim? For the Mechaber to Paskin Tzli, that's the sugya of Tzli. We happen to learn the sugya of Tzli in the context of a din that we don't Paskin. We happen to learn the sugya of Tzli in the context of Bishul Gid. According to those old Gid Yesh Batam. So the second line of the Mechaber that says that Oichatichas Yisushet Tzolim Chatichas Heter, the two pieces on the grill, that is the sugya of Tzli taken from a context Shaloi Ali B'Hilchasa and run in the context of Ali B'Hilchasa. Perfect. But the Mechaber quotes the sugya. The sugya is Yorosh Tzolim B'Gdi. That he shouldn't have quoted that, because he paskins ain't beginning in Eisen Tam. So the Shach says he does. You know why he quotes it? Because of the Tosfos. The Tosfos says that Sham Noishel Gid, that around the Gid there's a little bit of Chelev, a little bit of Shmelz, not Chelev, Shemen. Good. But then the Shach says Hayoytzim Izeh is a very important Nukudam. And that is that the Sham Neishal Gid is an Yisad Rabbonon. And therefore, what we're pointing out over here is that the requirement of Netilas Kalipa or Kedei Netila is going to apply to an Yisad Rabbonon as well. Now, then the Shach discusses whether the Mechaber intends to say Mamish Kidei Klipa Kenetila, but at the end of the day, we're going to say Kidei Netila. All right. Good. Next. Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch that we did not discuss. In Sifei. V'afilu chatichas isur kechusha. V'chatichas heter shenitzis ima shmeina. We did not discuss this tzir. You have two pieces of meat on the grill. One is kosher, one's treif. The treif, very, very lean piece of meat. There's no shaman on it. It's a, what do you call it? Like a Weight Watchers ideal. Right? Mamas, you can't. It's red, you can't find. The other one is the one that belongs in the cholent. It has, has fat all the way through it, through and through. All right? So, the kosher one is the one with the fat. The treif one is the Weight Watchers, right? So, Well, so until now, we've discussed when the Iser is Shoyman, when the Iser is Mefapeya. What happens if the Nivla is the has the Shamnunas? So the Mechaber says, Afilu Chatichas Iser Kchusha, V'chatichas Heter Shenitzas Imo Shmeina. Ho Iser Mefapeya B'chulam. We will still apply the din of Piapua. V'chol dover sheyesh le'papua shenofel l'mokim yudua mechaticha b'tzli. Now, then the Mechaber points out an issue that the Rishonim discussed, which we did not discuss. It's in the Rishonim, even in the Roman. We just didn't focus on it. The Mechaber says, Chiddush number 2 in the Mechaber, right? Number 3, if you include the Shavu Dura. V'chol dover sheyesh le'papua shenofel l'mokim yudua mechaticha b'tzli. Even when you have a situation where you're applying shishim to tzli, what's the situation where it's an isra mifapeya? It's going to go through the entire piece. We're going to say it's going to be diluted in the entire piece. Nevertheless, you got to take off mokim netila. You got to take off the point of contact. So again, let's say organize the ha'oros that we're making Shulchan Aruch. Ha'ora number one in Shulchan Aruch is the shachs ha'ora that we're talking about Isuri Derabbanan as well, because of Shamnunas. That was the shachs. Again, it's a blitz. Yeah, it's the kind of thing that if you don't, the shach doesn't point out to you, then you miss it. Yarmush and his bashla in Shulchan Aruch tzli means an isa derabban. All right. Then we pointed out Taz Shari Dura that says it's only gabi gid, and therefore bikhumra that there's really no din of tzli kinei kliv kinetila. Good. Then we pointed out in the Machaber as a chiddush that if the dover hanivla has shayman, then the isa is mifapeya. Or number 4 or 5, that even when there is piapua, you still have to take off the mokoim, the tila mokoim of contact. And then the big chiddush of here is the Rama. Right? Hold on. Hago. First, the Rama points out, the Rama and Sif. Hey. Number one, kol mevushal b'lei roitev oy ofoy dinei k'tzli b'chol dov. Right, that's what we've been discussing in the very beginning, that tzli applies to bait, and therefore it has an impact that Taiwan's like a deli roll. Right, that would be a din of tzli. Oy ofoy. Or a pot roast. We haven't discussed how much liquid is required for to move from bishul from tzli to bishul.
Liquid to move. Liquid in the pot before you start or when you finish.
That's a good question.
Meaning like assuming right. Liquids.
Right. Assuming right now from when you start. But that's a portion. You know where else it comes up? It comes up for Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach has to have meat that is mevushal, not that's already a drabonim. It also goes, what's the test of tzli or bishul? So it's different. It's different. One is a case of tarayvus, the other case of being mugder is tzli. But hold on, v'yeshayimim. And then the Rama says, and this is the big game changer in the sugya. It's a big game changer, and it's also is a mahalach of the Rama. And we'll find numerous times the ein onu b'kiyin. One of the distinctions between Sfaradi p'sak and Ashkenazi p'sak is the Rama's ein onu b'kiyin. Eize mikre kochosh oy shomen. We don't know. We can look at a piece of meat and say, We're going to know how much fat makes it a shaman. V'yesh leser v'chol inyan ad de'ika shishim. And therefore, just like the Shari doer for entirely different reasons, we're going to say, v'chol bosa shishim. And he quotes the Hagoyis Shari doer, not the Shari doer. V'Hagoyis Maimini. All b'shem the Maril. Right? Again, the Maril, Talmud of the Maharam in Rodenburg. Maril is Yisoid of Minhogi Ashkenaz. V'yafilu ikoshishim tzorch nitilas mokar. But even, I'm going to be machmir, but not mekel. Right? Be machmir the shishim, but you got to get rid of the mokar nitila, because if you don't get rid of the mokar nitila, then you are end up being machmir and being mekel because of the chumr. Right? V'yachumr shalzeh nekula. V'hochi nog. Then the Rambam writes, how far do we take this? V'davka b'isur chelev. Oishor isur d'shayach b'isham nunis. Avol b'isur l'shayach b'isham nunis. V'bavadei kochosh eno oise ra k'dei natila. Alright, so then we say the Rambam walks back to Chumra a little bit. And says it has to be in the ballpark of something which has shamdunis in it. But if it's not in the ballpark of shamdunis, question is, how can you say eno nebikiyin? How far back did he walk? Nope. You know what you said before? Jonah? Jonah?
I was going to ask that it's not a fish in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning he seems to hold that if you're roasting, am I allowed to, is this a good time for this now? I don't want to.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of the fact that he says kachosh eino mifapeah, it's not in the teva of kachosh to be mifapeah. And then the next line he says, but if you roast kachosh with something that's shmeina, even though the kachosh is the aser and the shmeina is the mother, it's aser and it's mifapeah. But if you say it's not in the teva to be mifapeah, then it's not mifapeah at all.
Why?
Because he says it.
No, the fat is a catalyst for the transfer of the fish.
But if it's not mifapeah, it's not mifapeah. I don't care if it's catalyst.
It's not mifapeah, it's
the
other
fish to the shmina. Because the shmina is the kachosh, the shasa, and the fat.
Rabbi, do you agree with this?
It goes from the kachosh to the shmina. It goes from the shmina to the kachosh.
Oh,
and then it goes back from the kachosh to the shmina.
So that we allow that, meaning that's not an issue of like chatechos, nasas, nevela, posus, spedif, and everything, that we can't like add on things to like use a superpower to combine two people to two items to make it usher.
Isn't that the
Tazis
question?
Well, hold on one second. So then the shach. V'nisbor b'kama duchtei the dam loy shayich bei shamnunis miu b'siv tes yisbor de noigim l'shar b'm licho b'shishim afilu b'kochosh l'gamri im keinu and then b'tzli t'tzliya u'malicho shomin b'zeh v'chein mash mehedya b'teres chatas v'chein mash b'divi marishal. The whole the sosim Rav Kan, these are kosher gamay and osir. I can take the tila. Hainu be isa the rabbi. All right, Shach asks a piercing kasha. He says the Ramon walked back the chumra and said we are going to distinguish between kochush legamre or something that doesn't have, it's not part of the kochush family, so to speak, the shomim family. If it's kochush legamre, comes the Shach and says, I don't think so, right? Because dam ain't no kochosh yesa midam. Dam is not shemnunis, right? And the Shach says that, and we our Tosa said dam is made of dayev. So dam is your polar opposite of shemnunis. Good. So comes the Shach, and again here you see the sharfkeit of the Shach, and he says, but if we're going to learn later on that when you're salting. He's borrowed the noigim the sharbim licha b'shishim afilu kochosh l'gamrei. In kenu din v'tzli, he says tzli and malicha is the same thing. That's the Tosfos based halachas of tzli based on that malicha is a veisech k'tzli. to hold in on klipa, then it has to be more than a klipa, it has to be kedei netila, so that we transferred from melicha to reseyach. So the Shach says, if that's the case, and mechein mash v'hedya b'teres chatas, that's the Ramaz long sefer on the Ramaz freestanding sefer on Isav Hetter. Many of the Rishonim wrote freestanding Hilchas Sefer Halachos, the Rashba with the Teres Abayas, Isav Hetter Oroch, the Ramaz sefer is the Teres Chatas. So the Ramaz says, Paskins this way. In other words, what the Shach is pointing out is that when the Ramaz said that we're still going to respect that there's a din of kochosh, when it's an Iser, which there's no aspect at all of this Iser ever being kochosh, being shomen, when the Ramaz began by saying, we're not going to distinguish between a lean piece of meat or a fat piece of meat. Because how are we going to figure out one white vein, two white veins, three white veins, right? How big the animals are? How do we figure this out? Good. Then, how about if it's an Iser, She'ein Boisham Nunes? So the Ramah concluded, oh, that's still a kochosh. That's not the Fapeya. Says the Shach, not so fast. Because Dam is an Iser kochosh. And the halacha is that when salting Dam, so the salt ends up bringing the dam, being mavli of the dam, as opposed to being maf the dam, it'll have to be, have to have shisha connected. And the remote points that out, and the marshal says similarly. So if that's the case, of the sasam rav kan, disa kochosh lagamri, and as we're getting tila, how are we going to resolve this remote, biyash, the steer of the remote? Shach says, well, ayed masha kasavti. Look what I opened up the whole simen, the whole sugya, by pointing out that our mechaber is not distinguishing between an Iser Deraisa, Iser Rabbanan. So the Shach says they'll have to reconcile the remorse. The Ramaz walking back the Chumrah only on an Isa de Rabbanim. On an Isa de Raisa, the Ramaz is still going to say that we require Shishim. On an Isa de Rabbanim, the Shach says, well, we will distinguish between whether it's Kochosh Lagamri or not Kochosh Lagamri. The Tracy, Vienis Ibishus, argues with this Shach. My impression is that he argues with the Ramal of Gavi Dam, but I have to look at it more carefully.
Is there a question to the Shach?
So where does this come up, Lamasa? But there is one more major Chiddush, and that is Blias Kalim. I'll have to leave that for another time. Yeah, that's the Ramah in Siv Zion. Mana Shlomo Sadvarim. Let's just look at that. The Ramah in Siv Zion. I have a pot and I cook treif inside of it. Bishol. Oyser heter shenoygeya boy afilo beisur she'enoy shomei. I have a pot and I cook tarfus in it. And then I clean the pot and it's within 24 hours and now I bake something in that pot. Now I make pot roast in the pot. So do we say, Oyser heter shenegeba filu beisur she'enoy shomei? So even if I used initially an isur she'enoy shomei, then I still have to be machmir as if it is right. I still have to assume the lashon of the Rambam is that will be even require shishim kenegda. Right. That's kli answering a piece of food. It's another chiddush. That chiddush probably comes from the Gemara Pesachim that we discussed. Okay. Just to make this one more, go ahead.
What's the steer in the Rambam?
The shach?
Yeah, the shach. What's the steer in the Rambam?
The shach, steer in the Rambam, between the Rambam in the Haggais and the Ramon the Teres Chatas. The Ramon Agoy says that if I have an Easter it's Kochush Lagamre. In other words, it doesn't belong to, in its family, there is no Shamnunas. So then the Ramon writes, there were not Machmer. That's still an Easter Kochush. That's not the Fafeb Kulot. Lagamre, then I say the Tila. So the Shach says, but the Teres Chatas himself says, that when it comes to dam, we are still mishar shishim, even though dam is ein lekol kochosh yosem mizeh. That's what the shach ends up concluding, that we do not follow this kula of the Ramah. We follow the chumra of the Ramah all the way to the end. We don't have a din of kochosh bechlal anymore. Ein lekol bekiyim bechlal. Either Rama says, but there's such a thing as Kochosh Lagamrei, he's a Rabbanim. Where does this come up on Halacha L'Maaseh? Comes up in Chometz and Pesach. Chometz, L'Chaira, is an Easter Kochosh. But if you have, so it comes up.
There's no fat, though. I'm saying.
We have a matzah, right? You have a handmade matzah. And the matzah folds over on itself. So when it folds over on itself, so then the area in here does not become hot enough, and it becomes very often gooey. So when you take it out of the oven, you can have a matzah with an area that's folded over, like this. So do we say that the entire matzah is chametz stick, or just the area? So, halacha lemaisa, this is where the shach is lemaisa. This area is not in Banei Chometz. So therefore, when we snap out the gooey part of the chometz, the matzah, it's a chashash chometz. It's not in Banei Chometz. It hasn't been more than 18 minutes. So then we take off a kedena tila. We don't toss the entire matzah. Right, so that's an example of an Easter kochosh that doesn't have any shamnunas in its mishpach altogether. It's an Easter derabbanon. So then even the shach would be mekel in that case. Okay, so those are the ha'oras. So I think that's what we'll do right now. We'll come back to the... Go back to the Sugya of Pela. Unless you want to do the Shachan Taz of the Dovram of Apeya. Okay, let's go figure out tonight. We'll do that tomorrow if we'll go weiter. I think we'll go weiter in Pela. Okay, good.